For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week.
It is halftime here at Monsignor Donovan, where Jackson Liberty leads the Griffins 14-0. This is a Saturday night special, of course. Much of the football schedule this weekend, this final weekend before the playoffs start, was adjusted because of the circumstances that started with Hurricane Sandy and then went into the nor'easter and snowstorm this weekend. And most schools in our area were closed for the better part of 2 weeks. You had situations, Ed, and you, of course, were away where some of you, as you probably know, the teachers' convention was canceled. Some schools decided to try and then hold school Thursday and Friday. Then we got the snow Wednesday, and they ended up closing anyway. So,
well, Barnegat, where my wife works, did go to school Thursday and Friday, and as well as
Tuesday
and Wednesday.
It wasn't as bad down there. The snow at the southern part of the county.
Right.
Not near. They only got a couple inches down there, but there were parts inland, Freehold and Manchester, that got the better part of 10 to 12 inches of snow. So it's just been a brutal couple of weeks for just about everyone in some regards. And, you know, again, what Matt and I talked about on the football show Thursday night, we really thought in this case some of the action on the field this weekend would be based on teams that were best able to prepare, not just physically but mentally, to play this weekend.
I totally agree. And by the way, I did listen to the show while I was away in Mexico on Thursday night, and I got caught up. I know the first guest, Chuck Donahue. I'm pretty sure the way it sounded to me is that he was breaking up as he was discussing what was going on. I mean, he had to pause a couple of times, and I'm sure that just wasn't the wire from Jersey to Cancun. But, he was actually breaking up when he was speaking about some of his players.
And Jay Price from Manasquan, absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, the emotions got the best of him. He apologized. But
yep.
There's a guy not only – is from Manasquan, went to school there, and is the coach there. He's a volunteer fireman, and the night of the storm was actually pulling people out of the water.
Yeah.
There are so many stories, and there'll be so many stories. And, you know, it's great that we get back to play this week. I think everyone, you know, as we've all called it now, the new normal, it's a little bit different. But it's nice to see, it's good to see kids back on the field and communities able to rally a little bit. Like, I know this game, I believe the Griffins are using the money from this game, Ed, as a, fundraiser for hurricane relief. A lot of that going on the shore. Tomorrow, Central is hosting Manchester. That's a Sunday afternoon game at 1 o'clock, and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to take whatever money is collected. They're not going to charge admission and use all that money, for hurricane relief as well.
Yeah, I think just about every school, nobody's making any money on these games this week. They're all donating them to various different causes. I know at Southern and at Southern, Toms River East, it was a mutual, coming together of the Raiders and the Rams to donate any money. Half of it was going to go to Southern. Half of it was going to go to Toms River East and to aid the players that were directly affected by the storm.
Correct.
Some negative things. I heard a lot of people today, at the Monmouth game when we were there, not a lot, but a few people saying, why are they even having the playoffs? This would have been the year that the state, should say, let's just cancel the playoffs. It's just too difficult, especially now. Like Mattawan, couldn't play their game. It was canceled, not forfeited, but canceled. New Brunswick said they can't put a representative team on the field because of situations that happened in their program. So the PowerPoints are divided. Instead of Mattawan getting, I think the number was 13, they're only going to get half of the PowerPoints.
That's correct.
Each team will get 6.5. I mean, it's crazy situations like that are going to throw the playoffs into a chaotic mess,
Yeah, and listen, I understand, and I think you do as well, that there would be people who would feel like, play your scheduled games and let's just kind of end it there. And I understand that feeling, but I always think, I guess I go this way. I think about the kid who's a senior.
I understand.
Who this is, his last shot. And, and I'll say the same, by the way, for soccer, field hockey, cross country, gymnastics, volleyball. The young man or the young woman who's a senior and maybe has got a shot on a team that could win a championship. boy, it would be a shame they would be denied, you know, to not even have the opportunity.
I'm on your side.
And we always talk about the game is played to provide opportunity for student-athletes. That's what it is. It's not the coach's game. It's not the media's game. It's the kids' game. And, you know, if you can safely give them the opportunity to compete, well, why not do it?
Exactly.
But you could almost feel like you almost get a sense that this is the year that there's almost like an asterisk next to everything.
Oh, because
there
are
so many extenuating circumstances.
Another option that we were discussing was, you know, this might have been, you know how the big push is to do away with Thanksgiving Day games. Maybe this was the year to do that and move the Thanksgiving Day games up a week and play them next week instead of Thanksgiving week, which is 2 weeks, and then play anybody that was done then is done. No consolation games.
Right.
If you're in the playoffs, then you play 3 weeks in a row of playoffs. I thought that was one of the better ideas I heard of all of them that were thrown out there. You know, so in other words, play your Thanksgiving Day matchups next weekend. Whoever is out of the playoffs is done for the season. There will be no consolation games. As it is now,
Right. Teams
now have another option as of today, tonight actually, or whenever their last game is, to play a consolation game or not to play. They can tell the state they do not want to play a consolation game.
Well, you know what we were saying on Thursday? Some teams don't have Thanksgiving games anymore. They're
going to
play
straight through. Right.
If you don't have a Thanksgiving game and you're not in the playoffs, why would you play the consolation game?
Exactly.
End the season early. A lot of your athletes are going to play a winter sport. It works out well. However, if you do have a Thanksgiving Day game, you almost have to play next week because otherwise you're going to have all that time off, and that's not good either.
Yeah. And another option I'll throw out is, and it's coming from the winter coaches, basketball coaches, wrestling coaches.
Yeah, they're getting ripped off.
They're getting ripped.
Yeah, they are.
They think, and I'll speak personally, my son is a head basketball coach. He thinks the season should be pushed back a week.
I totally agree.
You know, it could very easily be done, you know. I mean, it will impact our tournament, your tournament, the WOBM tournament, because that opens up sooner than later.
Yep.
But, you know, to ask these kids to play two rounds of playoffs, because let's remember, if you win next week, you've got to come back in 2 weeks to play the second round of the playoffs. And now you're really impacting the teams that have players on those semifinals. And then, of course, the following week, the final, which is something like, what, December 9th and 10th. That's pretty late. Yeah.
Listen, I've always felt that basketball, wrestling, ice hockey, they get the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
They just don't get enough time, enough practice time.
Right.
And now with the playoffs going a week later, I mean, you could have, what is it, December 8th, right? So you could have teams playing championship games. You will have teams playing championship games that week who will then have to transfer to wrestling or basketball the following day or 2 days later and have a week before.
Friday. They open up Friday.
Which means don't you have to have so many practices?
7 days you're supposed to practice.
So you might have your best basketball player, your best basketball player not able to play his first game because he's not eligible because he hasn't had a number of days. I agree with you. I think this would have been the year that you would have really thought outside the box.
And maybe that is coming down the pike because it seems like the state is making decisions just about every day on something, you know.
Well, they did issue a press release yesterday that everything now will go on as scheduled.
Okay.
In all of the fall sports. Everything will resume and everything will go as scheduled.
Well, how about didn't they do away with the Tournament of Champions in field hockey and soccer? I thought I had heard that while I was away.
Maybe that may have been.
The Tournament of Champions when they bring all the groups together, right?
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll get you ready for the second half. Again, halftime at Monsignor Donovan, Jackson Liberty leading the Griffins 14-0. You're listening to the Open MRI Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.